Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey everybody, this is Frank Whaley.
And it's Thursday, March 11th. Good Lord.
Well, 1 year ago today, Heather, is what I consider to be the beginning of the pandemic. That's my thought.
This isn't the day that they shut the NBA down.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what everyone keeps saying, but our kids were still in school on this day.
I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about, but I can tell you that 1 year ago today, March 11th, was the day that the NBA shut its season down.
That's when it sunk in for you.
That's when I realized some shit is going down. And 2 days later, our kids' school was shut down.
It was actually the following day. I think they were sent home early.
Heather, don't contradict me.
On the 12th.
Oh, I thought it was the 4th. I thought it was the
13th was the first day that the schools were closed.
So, yeah, so the 11th of March 2020, on that day, Joe Biden had won the primaries the night before in Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri.
Right.
Sanders was insisting on staying in the race. That was in the news. The big news was Harvey Weinstein.
Right. That guy's still around.
That was the big news. I mean, obviously, the people were talking about the virus and everything, but, you know, the things that were going on then seem so remote now. Of course, we no longer have shit-face fuck president in the office anymore, thank God. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson tested positive on that date.
Yeah, I remember we were really surprised that it would be Tom Hanks that was the first celebrity.
In Oklahoma City, the Thunder were about to take on the visiting Utah Jazz at 8, and shortly after, before tip-off, the referees and coaches conferred about an unsettling development that one of the players had tested positive, and that prompted the league to call off the rest of the games, and it was pretty crazy.
Who was anyway, the player who touched all the microphones?
His name is Rudy Gobert.
Is he still playing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And he's French. He's a piece of work, that one. And he was one that had tested positive, obviously.
Oh my God!
And putting a lot of people's lives at risk. Anyway, Heather, here we are 1 year later.
Yeah.
And a few things have happened. I have gotten better looking, if that's possible.
That's true.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, you're always good looking, but it suits you, I think.
You're not one to dole out the compliments. And you have a hard time taking compliments,
yeah. But
you rarely dole them out.
Okay.
But
you
I
want
think,
more compliments?
Well, it's hard when you have to ask, like, I have to pursue compliments from you.
Okay.
And I'm big on complimenting you because I mean it, but you have a hard time with them, and I think there's a correlation there.
Okay. So I will try to do better about giving you more compliments.
That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is I want you to be able to receive a compliment as well as give one.
Yeah, okay. But you didn't give me a compliment just now. I didn't not receive a compliment. You said you're better looking.
One of the things that has happened over the past year is I'm still in great shape for a 46-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
And I think if we're talking about percentage points, I think I went from being 57 to 59% good looking. Now I think I'm in the low 60s.
Oh my God! But see, here's the thing: maybe I don't pay you compliments because you're always fishing for them.
That was my point, Heather. I don't want to have to
fish.
Well,
yeah, but if you tell me I was 56% attractive. That's just going to annoy me because it's obvious that you're just looking for a compliment. Like, you have to wait for someone to give you a compliment. You can't go fishing for it.
How long do I have to wait around here?
I just told you that you're a very attractive person.
What the hell does that mean?
You are.
An attractive person?
Yes.
Come on. You've never told me that.
I just told you it 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, after I was like fly fishing, like Robert Redford in A River Runs Through It, or whoever played, and Brad Pitt in A River Runs Through It, fly fishing.
You know what it might be? As a little girl, when people would say,
me?
Oh,
I've
me,
never,
I would,
oh,
me, I'm
I
talking about me now.
Girl.
When people would say, oh, you have such beautiful brown eyes or whatever, it just would annoy the hell out of me because it would make me uncomfortable that they were judging my appearance.
Oh.
And so I, that.
So now I'm a sexist for telling you you're
no,
beautiful?
No, but I get that like nobody used to tell you that.
Oh.
So I actually have like in a thing my mom saved from kindergarten, a drawing that I did in kindergarten of two eyeballs, and it says, everyone tells me I have big brown eyes and I hate it.
Well, I would have loved it. I received, as you know, I think I might have mentioned before in this
two
arena,
compliments.
I received two compliments.
You look good in blue.
I had my eighth grade English teacher, Ms. Starosik, who I credit with showing me the benefits of reading, also paid me a compliment. I was wearing a blue sweater. She said, you look good in blue. I always remember that. My father once told me that I had a good arm after I threw a rock a long distance. He said, you got a pretty good arm.
That's nice.
That was really nice. And my daughter just, our daughter, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Just informed me of a third compliment that I actually never thought of as a compliment. We were talking about when I was a high school student. I lived a great distance from my high school, and although I had a bus pass to take the public transportation, oftentimes I would hitchhike. And I was hitchhiking once, and I was wearing cutoff jeans.
And hot.
And the man put his hand on my leg.
Mm-mm.
And said, you have nice legs. And at the time, I didn't realize that this man was essentially molesting me, or about to.
Right.
And put his hand on my leg and said that. And I said, really? Most people tell me I got really skinny legs. And he reaffirmed his grasp on my thigh and said, no, you got nice legs. That's when it hit me that I needed to get out of that car. So when he stopped on the corner of Grand Boulevard and Teal Avenue in Syracuse, I said, all right, I can take it from here. And I jumped out the car. But my daughter, as I relayed this story the other night, our daughter said, well, there you go. There's a third compliment.
Right.
Anyway, March right. 11th, 2020, Heather.
Yeah, don't hitchhike is the moral of that story.
Mm-mm. Not with dungaree cutoff shorts on.
Did you say dungarees?
Uh-huh. I had cut off dungaree shorts.
Yeah, but you don't usually say dungarees. Dungarees is like a grandpa thing. Do you really, have you ever called them dungarees in your life?
Yes, that's how I refer to
no,
them.
No, it's not. You say jeans.
I say dungarees.
What, since when?
I've always said dungarees.
I don't think so. I think this is going to be a problem for us. I can't be living in a house with someone who wears dungarees. Like some farmer, nothing against farmers.
Now you did it.
Yesterday, Frank, I asked you a question and then it got lost in the shuffle. And that question is, do you want to hear a letter?
Someone pointed out that they really appreciated my accents and dialects.
Oh, that's nice. Because last time someone said you had a terrible accent.
Right, no. Yesterday, I was demonstrating I have an affinity for dialects, like certain regions, even certain streets of cities
Oh, yeah?
Do. Yeah.
That's
like
specific.
I can do Northside. I can do Northside of Denmark. I can do Westside.
Northside of Denmark.
Belgium. I can do bad neighborhoods in Kensington, England. I can do bad neighborhoods in Florence, Italy. You know, you name it, and somebody said, you know, that I'm like, they said, I don't remember, you know, I don't have it from you. Wow, Frank, you're like the female Meryl Streep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a compliment.
Yes. I'm like, well, I am a male, so I'd be a male Streep. But yes,
you'd be like Daryl Streep.
Point is taken, and it's like, you know, it's like, hello, you know what I'm saying, the food, eh? You know, that's if you can guess that where that's from, that's a bonus. Anyway, go ahead, Heather.
Okay. So, did you want to hear the letter?
Hell yeah.
Okay. This letter says, hello, Whaleys. My name is Marnie, and I live in Waco, Texas.
Waco.
Waco.
That's where...
David Koresh.
Oh, yeah. But that's also where Chip and...
Joanna Gaines. They're always buying houses in Waco.
No, they live there. That's where they live. Yeah.
And that's where they do all their shows. I wonder if she lives in a Chip and Joanna Gaines house.
Joganic.
I've been checking in with you guys pretty much every day over the past year. I first caught your podcast in May and binged till I caught up. Here's a clue.
Pretty much.
I bet Marnie's not from Waco because she called us guys. I bet she's from the Northeast or the Midwest.
What?
That's a thing. Did you know that? That people in, like, they don't say you guys.
Yes, they do.
They would say y'all.
No, not ever. It's a generation.
Yeah, no, it is. That's a thing.
Here's
it's only in the, like, the Northeast and the Midwest where they say guys.
You want to hear the dialect specifically to Waco, Texas?
Sure.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something right now.
But that would be if you're talking to a bunch of guys, I think.
No, this a guy's girl. I'm a girl's guy.
Okay. I first caught your podcast in May and binged until I caught up. That wouldn't actually take very long because the podcast is pretty short. Probably take maybe an hour and a half, right?
Right, but I mean, it's still nice that she did that.
Yeah, of course.
That.
Why
you got to downplay it?
She says, and now I'm a daily listener. Ding, 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 ding. That's nice to hear.
That's really nice, yeah.
I must say, it's one of the few things that has truly sparked some joy for me. Aw, I had COVID 2 months ago and am still suffering. Hair loss and exhaustion. Oh, no.
Jesus.
On top of everything else, I lost my job of 3 years, so thank you. My question, what, if anything, has been a joy sparker for you through all of this? God bless you both. I'm really sorry about your job. I'm sorry about your hair. I'm sorry about all of that. I hope you're doing better, feeling better.
That's awful.
I'll say that a joy sparker is hearing from...
Joy sparker?
Listeners, people listening to this podcast. We didn't know how to do this a year ago. A year ago, March 11th, we didn't have a microphone. We didn't have anything like that.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would 100% agree with that. Hearing from the wonderful people out there is just wonderful.
Another joy sparker. What would you say? No.
And giving, not receiving.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Giving, not receiving.
I'm bleeping that out. So... Oh, my God.
Giving, not receiving. Yes, definitely. Also,
stop it.
I would say I've been making soup.
Oh, my God.
A lot lately.
The soup.
I really enjoy that. I haven't spoken about the soup. I love making the soup.
You have spoken so much about the soup. So it's basically the same thing you used to make, the big pot of greens.
Yeah.
But your hot pot, but you just put more broth.
Yeah.
So one thing that sparked joy is some of the television that we've watched. We had a fun time watching Terrace House. There was like a Terrace House portion of the past year. There was the Dairy Girls portion of the past year.
No, that was before. That was pre-Penny.
No way.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was somewhere else watching that. I was in another land.
I think you were just upstairs.
No, ma'am. I was in a different place. I remember I was on a treadmill on a gym in a hotel somewhere watching that.
Oh. So some of the television, I mean, there's not really much, to be honest. This kind of stinks. It all stinks.
I enjoy, I would just say the soup, the and, I love watching the Knicks. What else sparks joy?
I mean, there's lots of things that spark joy, but I don't know specifically from COVID, this whole experience that has sparked joy.
No.
No.
But... You know, you got to, what I have found is you have to find it in the little things. And you got to, you know, I think a lot of people through all this have learned a lot about what they're capable of doing, what they're capable of handling, what they're capable of going through.
What they're capable of living without.
And who they're capable of living with on a full-time basis.
I have
Hint, hint.
I have found that there's a lot of stuff that I used to spend money on or just go out and do that I don't really need to do, and I don't miss that.
Right. I hope the best for, what's her name?
Marnie. You know, actually, in a weird way, Zoom. Like, I used to have to go to meetings and stuff, and I would be there very late at night, and it's much nicer doing it over Zoom.
Yeah, I'm sure that's...
I don't have to leave the house. I can sit in my comfy pants and have a snack if I want.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. And then I had one Zoom reunion with some college friends way, way back months ago. Maybe we'll schedule another one. And then that was fun. But, I mean, it wasn't so much fun, I guess, that we decided to do it again.
Well, I hope the best for Marnie.
Yeah, I hope that you find some employment and that you're feeling better. Your hair grows back.
Well, yeah, I hope the hair grows back. And I hope it's not an unfortunate pattern.
Oh,
you know?
Patchy. But they could call you Patches.
That's mean. That's really mean.
Oh.
You're making fun of this woman who had COVID.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would bleep that out, Heather.
Okay.
Don't bleep out
no,
bleep that out.
Stop it.
Making fun
all
of
right,
poor
everybody,
Marnie.
Get us your tapes of you doing, you could do impressions. You could do an impression of Frank's accents. You could send us anything. Just send us, you know.
You sound desperate, Heather.
The intro. I'm curious to hear. We've gotten some. It's fair. It's really fun. So send that to whaleyfamilyhour@gmail.com and send us some more letters. Keep in touch, guys.
Oh, and by the way, the bobbleheads are sitting pretty. The bobbleheads, the Sharpie balls, the whatever left on that merch store. Gobble it up, kids. It's going to be gone soon.
We just sent a Sharpie ball all the way to Italy.
Yep. And I wonder if I made it because I wrote down the address wrong. I didn't realize until I got home. I totally couldn't read the writing.
Listen, if you out there in Italy don't get your balls yet, they'll probably come back here and we'll send them again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.